Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Comrades Marathon is taking place over the weekend, and of course we love the Comrades Marathon. I just love the feeling around it, the energy, what it says, the madness of runners. I love the madness of runners. I never would be able to do anything even remotely close, but I appreciate their obsessive focus, because that is something I can relate to. The question, of course, is are the runners protected, whether they are runners from Israel? We saw quite a lot of activity happening at the Cape Town Marathon. How are runners being protected? Large sporting events often celebrated as moments of unity and community spirit, but there's been an increasingly complex security environment for organizers, for community leaders, also facing a lot of responsibility of ensuring that participants can compete safely and without fear. To unpack these issues, we're joined by Joshua Shevitz, and he is the Executive Director of the South African Zionist Federation, Cape Council. Joshua, thank you. Welcome, and great to chat to you. I hope you are well.
Good morning. Yeah, very well, and very cold this morning.
I believe so. We spoke with Louis Karpus earlier, and he said it is. And that always worries me, not for you guys, you'll cope, but I mean, then we'll get the cold weather. So that's a bit of a worry for me always. But either way, let's talk about you've just had the Cape Town Marathon, which seemed to show signs of everything, that it was incredible, it was well organized. But along the way, of course, there was some intimidation of runners. It seems to be becoming a bigger topic and concern for all of these at all of these sporting events.
But with regards to the Cape Town Marathon, there were some small incidents, but for the most part, the city and the marathon organizers can be credited with having put measures in place that kept everything under control. You never had incidents of protesters running onto the track or interfering with runners. If people want to protest, you can protest. Nobody is saying don't protest. Course. You want to stand for a particular cause, whether I agree with that cause or not, you've got a right to do so. The line needs to be drawn between a protest for a cause in a peaceful manner and intimidation and violence and rhetoric that is violent as well. And we see that consistently, that the protests against Israel are often, more often than not, descend into violence. Whether that violence is physical or verbal or intimidation, doesn't matter. All of those things should not happen. A protest is perfectly fine as long as it's peaceful. Well, this is also what's happening with Philip Crowell, is that he's not saying don't protest, but there is a clear line between a protest that is justifiable and within the rights of the law and being violent. And that's what we saw at the Comrades Marathon last year, in that runners were intimidated. People were running onto the field and disturbing runners. And it's not okay, especially in something like the Comrades Marathon, which has got a history of such beauty and sporting, I'm not sure what the word is, but those
camaraderie,
people are running
actually.
For 10 hours. Yeah, camaraderie.
It is.
10 hours, and they get disturbed on the way by people who have some sort of political agenda. It's not okay.
So how do the organizers deal with it? How do community organizations deal with this?
The organizers, the Comrades Marathon is difficult because of how long it is. For the Cape Town Marathon, it was possible to put physical barricades along the areas where there were going to be potential protests, which was done, and that kept the protesters off the course. The Comrades Marathon is a little bit more complicated, but as that's not that's the organizers' issue to deal with. The organizers need to make sure that the runners are safe. How they do that, that's something for them and their organization to deal with. And us as a as community organizations, we need to make sure that the organizers do indeed stick to their own rules, enforce their own rules, and ensure that the run goes off smoothly, that that there's no intimidation, that there's nobody running onto the track in order to disturb runners just based on their nationality. And let's be clear about this. When the protesters are intimidating, let's say, Israeli runners, they're intimidating and threatening normal citizens, not a government minister, not anybody in a position of power, just somebody coming to run a beautiful race. And that goes even a step further when they do so targeting Jews, because it's now you're targeting a person just because of their religious belief, and that religious belief happens to include a element of nationalism.
It's absolutely unbelievable that that we're even having this conversation. That it has reached a stage globally. It's not just South Africa, and I do think we need to keep that perspective. In fact, it's probably better here than in most places, but that we are seeing this terrible creep of anti-Semitism, intimidation into areas of life that it's almost impossible to imagine it before. The Comrades Marathon, the very essence of the Comrades Marathon is just about people getting together and doing the physically impossible, achieving the physically impossible through camaraderie and just sheer grit. And then instead, we have conversations about intimidation. It's absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, indeed it is. I can remember watching my father run the Comrades Marathon maybe 12 times or something like that,
Wow.
and often I went down with him, and it's a wonderful event. And to have to be dealing with this sort of an issue and not just focused on the event and the tremendous achievement it is for the runners, we're having to talk about this. We're
Have
having to
you?
talk about having to protect Jewish runners at the event and the few Israeli runners that there will be.
Are there?
It's deeply disturbing.
You have any of the runners mentioned or expressed concern around this?
There has been concerns, but I think that the runners are focused on
Good, as
running
so they
for
should be.
6 to 10 hours.
Absolutely, I absolutely right. We do need to leave it there. Just keep doing the good work that you are doing, and just keep the make sure that. And we certainly also need to do whatever we all can do to make sure that the runners are safe, successful, and have the best possible experience.